Dear Editor, I am surprised to see the amount of coverage has been given to UCP leadership hopeful Travis Taves by your newspaper. I believe this is not the first time that has happened. However, I have not seen the same publicity given to other leadership hopefuls. If I am mistaken, I apologize. I wouldn't want to think that you are biased in favor of Mr. Taves. Nowhere in the article do you mention that Taves was on the Sky Palace with Jason Kenney last year, breaking all the rules the Alberta government imposed on the rest of Albertans but did not deem necessary to follow themselves. I also do not see mention of the bonus of $227,911 that was given to Dr. Dina Hinshaw, making her the highest-paid Chief Medical Officer of Health in Canada, topping out her annual salary at a whopping $591,545. Mr. Taves was the finance minister at the time. During one of the leadership debates, it became evident that Mr. Taves has no interest in representing his constituents in the next provincial election unless he's premier. That says plenty about his concern for anyone other than himself. From what I have read, he is a nice man but definitely not premier material. He is referred to as a Kenny, mini-me. Sharon Turner, Heritage Hill.